back to COVID times, that whole system changed, and we just saw the parcels slowly rise and rise and rise. And plus, at one stage during COVID, we're commended for processing, you know, 1 million parcels a week. In today's terms, we're processing 1.8 million parcels a week. That number is expected to rise to 2 million come July. And again, then following on from that, our Christmas peak will probably, the projections are for it to double to 4 million parcels a week. So, yeah, and our systems definitely weren't built for that volume of parcels. We have seen a drop in the mail, but the parcels have skyrocketed. And as I say, our system and delivery routes just weren't built for it. And so we need a total overhaul there, and hopefully to help our members be able to deliver on a daily basis.
In an overhaul like that, would there be able to be, I suppose, short-term solutions to try and tie over until the long-term is sorted, or how would that work?
Absolutely. It's just about getting more vans on the ground and more people on the ground to help take that overspill of parcels that we have. And, you know, just as I said, they're growing on a daily basis. Weekly basis, we see the parcel volume, you know, have totally skyrocketed. So, yeah, really, really just looking for more help on the ground for the postmen and women, you know, which would be brilliant.
That would have been, I suppose, maybe nearly come to a pinnacle in Christmas time last, whenever we saw a lot of DPD offices closing down. That it was Ampos that had to pick up the shortfall there.
Yeah, and even right up to today, we're still picking up that slack, along with having new customers come on board. You know, so the customer base was growing anyway without that. And then when that happened, it just, you know, it all happened together. So, yeah, no, there's an absolute massive increase in the daily volume of parcels.